I did not mean to carry these last 2 hours in happiness, but this is where we live and what we all do desire. And in times gone by, I might have spent a lot more than this, but it would have been, 50 points. And I like what we're doing better than that right now. So that we can see what's going on in Scripture, as well as what's going on in a person's life. Let's spend a few moments in prayer that the Spirit can open our eyes as to relating the passage to ourselves and to why we're here and what our life, each of your lives, about in the short time that we have. Let's pray. In the history of man, Heavenly Father, unbelieving, non-Christian philosophers often would take life far more seriously than even many Christians. In examining the reason for being and what to do with one's life, how wonderful it would be if Christians, those in the body of Christ, would think about their life with that same seriousness and same insight of investigation that the non-believing philosophers do. To examine, Father, why we do what we do and where we're going on this journey. Father, we pray that the next few moments now that your Spirit will empower us in our thinking, open the Scriptures, illuminate the truth to us as we go through, Father, what we're going to look at tonight. And as human beings seeking happiness, desiring happiness. Father, pray these things now in Christ's name. Amen. 1 John chapter 1, orienting us to where we are. Verse 4. These things we write. Now, these things, argued, does he refer just to verses 1 to 3, or the entire epistle? I think it easily understood that he is referring to the entire epistle. Now, therefore giving us not only the insight as to what John's writing is, but we get one of the reasons for the writing of Scripture itself. One of the reasons that God has put into writing those things that he wants us to know. And here's one of the primary reasons. So that. It's a very important particle. So that. When I was in seminary, a group of us went to one of the Greek teachers, scholars, because I felt that he was more...